You're listening to Mary's Merry Christmas Podcast, Season 2, Episode 5, Christmas Around the World. Hi, everyone. In this episode, I want to give you a taste of what Christmas can be like around the world. One thing I have loved about creating this podcast is being able to see where in the world people are listening to it. A fun fact is that Mary's Merry Chris podcast has been downloaded on every continent except Antarctica. Got to go work on that one. It's really amazing. I'm located in the USA, Georgia more specifically. The USA is truly a melting pot of cultures. I have a coworker, Veronica, who celebrates Christmas each year in Mexico City. I have a friend, Ingrid, who incorporates her Norwegian traditions in her Christmas celebrations. Let's dive into how people around the world celebrate Christmas. And as always, reach out on Instagram if you have traditions you would like to share. In Mexico, Christmas is celebrated on the 24th. Beautiful Christmas trees line the streets, and even the palm trees are decorated. Families come together to eat and drink traditional foods and beverages until the early morning. Some gifts are given, but it's mostly about spending time with family. In France, Santa is called Père Noël. Have you ever had an orange in your stocking? I did every year as a child. The tradition started in France when the nuns would leave stockings full of fruit, nuts, and a tangerine at the homes of poor families in the 12th century. This is fun. In Japan, eating Kentucky Fried Chicken is a Christmas time tradition. In the United Kingdom, Christmas crackers are popular on the Christmas table. A Christmas cracker is rolled paper filled with small prizes and silly printed jokes. It is pulled apart by two people and a lot of fun. I incorporate these on my table. I started doing it several years ago. You can find them here in the U.S. pretty easily now. My friend Susan incorporates this tradition as well. Of course, food and drink are a big part of a UK Christmas. Dinner usually includes turkey and cranberry. A Christmas pudding concludes the meal, lit on fire with warmed brandy. The ever-popular eggnog began as a British drink made with wine or beer, cream, sugar, and egg. Another tradition we take pretty seriously in our house is Boxing Day. This is the day after Christmas and is consumed with watching soccer, or in the UK, football. We are a soccer-loving family, so this tradition is one we get on board with. Have you heard of a Christmas pickle? In Germany, this tradition started with a pickle ornament hidden somewhere in the Christmas tree. On Christmas morning, the one who finds it first is said to have good luck in the coming year. It's also a way to delay the opening of the gifts a bit for the children. Kris Kringle is what they call Santa. Norwegians celebrate Christmas on the 24th with a big meal and exchanging of gifts. Christmas markets are in many towns. Gingerbread houses are also very popular. Cold mornings, crystal clear landscapes, and real reindeer. Ah, I think a research trip is calling my name. Consider this episode just a nibble of Christmas around the world. There's a lot out there to explore. The U.S. tradition of leaving cookies and milk for Santa dates back to the 1930s. In France, wine is left for Santa. Guinness in Ireland. In Australia, Santa gets beer. In the UK, he gets sherry. When Santa gets to Denmark, he gets rice pudding, and in Germany, he gets handwritten letters. Here's a recipe from my childhood. My mom always made Norwegian peppercocker cookies. They're like little gingerbread cookies. You might want to make these for Santa this year. And don't forget the carrots for Rudolph. To make the cookies, cream together 1 cup of butter and 1.5 cups of sugar. Then add 1 tablespoon of corn syrup and 1 large egg and beat well. In a separate bowl, mix 2.5 cups of flour, a pinch of cloves, 2 teaspoons of ginger, 2 teaspoons of cinnamon, and 1 teaspoon of salt. Now mix everything together and chill. When the dough is cold, roll into heaping tablespoon-sized balls and roll in sugar. Place the balls on a greased cookie sheet and press down with a fork or the bottom of a shot glass. Bake them at 350 degrees for 8 to 10 minutes. Santa will love them. And now it's time for Mary's Merriest Top Picks. Here are some fun facts about Christmas. Did you know Santa is 1,743 years old as of 2023? The most popular Christmas tradition in the world is gift giving. This goes back to the 3 wise men bringing gifts to baby Jesus. The first recorded Christmas celebration was in Rome. Jingle Bells was the first song played in space in 1965. 3 billion Christmas cards are sent in the U.S. every year. Candy canes date back to 1670, when choir masters would give them to young singers when they wanted them to be quiet. I could go on and on about Christmas history. It's an amazing holiday for so, so many reasons. Don't forget to breathe this holiday season. Treasure your family traditions or start new ones. There are no rules for Christmas. The magic is real. You just have to know where to look. Well, friends, that's all for now. Thanks for listening. Be sure to share this episode with a friend and give a review on iTunes. If you want to be part of the conversation, follow me on Instagram and Threads at Mary's Merry Christmas Podcast. Feliz Navidad, everyone!